We now begin the fourth parak of Maseches Temura. The topic of the chapter is the chataos hamesos, the chatas offerings that are left to die. Now, it's a challenging parak. If you don't get it perfectly clear the first time, don't feel bad. This is about as complex as Mishnayos get, I think, this parak here. Now, there's a halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai, which means a tradition going back to Har Sinai, given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it has no reference to the Psukim, neither an explicit Pasuk saying it, or even a drasha, an allusion in the Psukim that hint to these halachas. But there is a tradition that there are five scenarios in which you have a chatas offering, which must be left to die. Left to die means it can't be offered, but you don't leave it to graze and get a blemish. You just simply put it in a room, close the door, no food, no drink, until it dies. Now, the normal rule when it comes to a leftover unutilized chatas, like for example, if a person designates, you know, $200 to buy a chatas, but when he actually buys the chatas, he only spends $150, that's all he could spend it on. That's what a chatas costs, chatas female, you know, goat, his first year. So the leftovers are called mosar chatas, leftover proceeds from a chatas. And the rule is that mosar chatas yiplu linadava. It literally means it falls to voluntary offering. What that means is that the money that's left over from the purchase has a mosar, leftover, chata status. It goes to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has certain community chests, like tzedakah boxes, called shofaros, because the shape of it's somewhat like a shofar, the shape of it. And the money goes into the specific shofar that is there to purchase what's called Kates Mizbeach. The literally means like dessert for the Mizbeach, which refers to olos, burnt offerings, that are brought from communal funds when the Mizbeach is idle, because it's considered to be sort of like a disgrace for the Mizbeach not to be active, so it's idle. Therefore, they'll use communal offerings, olos, to keep it burning. And that's the normal usage of mosar chatas. But these five leftover chatases, or the proceeds, have to not be going to nadava, but rather they are destroyed or left to die, asr bahana. So there is a mnemonic memory device to remember these five. Okay, this oversimplifies them. They're not exactly all the same, and one word doesn't quite sum any of them up or all of them up. But here's the mnemonic is the word vitimna, vav, taf, mem, nun, ayin. And vitimna is part of a larger pasuk. Vitimna haisa pilegesh, the pasuk says. Timna was the concubine. The point is vitimna with the vav there gives you the five letters. The vav stands for vlad. Vlad is offspring. So the basic case is, okay, in our whole scenario here, we've got a person setting aside a chatas, which means that he must have done some avera, for which the penalty is karis, but he did it b'shogeg. So, for example, chilul Shabbos, he forgot his Shabbos, and he, you know, lit a fire, or whatever it is. So we'll call him Reuven. Reuven's the person who needs to bring his chatas. So Reuven will designate his sheep, female sheep in his first year, to be his chatas, let's say. And what does he do? He calls it, the sheep is going to get a name for our purpose here. The first sheep is going to be called Lamb chop the sheep. So Reuven, who needs to bring a chatas for his chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, goes to lamb chop his sheep and says, "Harezu chatasi, this is my sin offering I'm bringing for the sake of my chilul Shabbos." Now, if before Reuven can bring lamb chop has, you know, a baby, so now you have another animal, which we saw in the previous parak, derives its sanctity and status from its mother. So it's also like a chatas, a derivative chatas. So lamb chop is brought as a korban, but the vlad, the leftover, the child, actually the offspring, is left to die. So the vav in vitimna is vlad, the offspring of a chatas. Okay? The second is the taf. Taf stands for tamura. Tamura's chatas. So you know what tamura is? That's the topic of our parak, and that's how we got into the topic in the first place, because you recall the previous parak was dealing with what to do with the tamura of a zevach. And we went through basically all the different kinds of zevachim, the shlamim, the ola, and those that are also offered like the original. And then we have other cases like the asham, where it is treated differently than the original. This is wrapping up that topic here with the fourth parak. The status of the tamura of a chatas is different than the original chatas. What's its status? The tamura of the chatas is left to die. So again, the case is, you had lamb chop. Reuven then decides he'd rather bring Dali instead. He says Dali is tachas, or the chalifa, or the tamura of lamb chop. So now, lamb chop he brought as a chatas, but Dali will be left to die. That's the tough. Tamura's chatas. Then you have, the third is the mem, for mesu. So chatas shemesu ba'aleha. A chatas whose owner died. In case there is, Reuven sets aside lamb chop, But then Reuven dies. So since Reuven died, he has no need for kapara through the death is his kapara. But anyways, you can't get kapara once you're dead from the korbanos. So therefore, there's no way to bring lamb chop. The heirs, Reuven's descendants who inherit the estate, including lamb chop, could do nothing with it. They must leave it to die. That's the third, the mem of Vitimna, the Mesa Baleo. The fourth, and this is really where this is the grist for the mill for the perek. This is really where it's complicated. But keeping it simple for a second right now, it's the chatas shenischapru balea. The chatas for whom its owner already got atonement from elsewhere. Okay, so the basic case here is something like this. Reuven sets aside lamb chop. Lamb chop goes missing. So he lost lamb chop. So what is he going to do now? He's going to Yerushalayim he wants to get kapara. So what does he do? He consecrates Dali as his chatas instead of to bring. And he brings it, let's say. So now he brings Dali, he gets atonement. He's done with his need to bring chatas. He comes back home and he finds, there's lamb chop in the bushes. So what do you do with lamb chop in the bushes? Lamb chop is a situation of nischapru ba'aleha. It's Reuven got atonement already, and therefore nothing you can do at all with lamb chop. She's left to die. Okay? More on that in a minute and throughout the parak. This is the topic that's complicated. The fifth one, which is also a little complicated, is the nun is for nischapru ba'aleha and the timna. And finally, the ayin and the timna, the last, is chatas she'avra shanasa. Chatas who has had its first birthday, because the chatos, private person's chatos, are all female goats or sheep in their first year. If they get to second year, then they are no longer eligible to be brought as a chatos. And I'm going to explain this mission, the whole parak, according to the shita of the Bar Tanura, who basically goes like Rashi. So the Bar Tanura understands that for the last two cases, she'avra shanasa and also she'nischapru ba'aleha, essentially these have to be involved, the halacha, I'll call it, with first an aveda. They get lost, and then, okay, so in the case, we'll come back to the nischapru ba'aleha, which is more complicated, but in the case of the avra shanasa, if Reuven consecrates lamb chop, and then lamb chop has a birthday, that's not good enough to need to leave lamb chop to die. And lamb chop is no longer valid as a korban, but it doesn't need to be left to die. It could be left to get a blemish, and then sell the lamb chop and buy a new chatas. The cases where it has what's called tarti l'reyusa, it has two strikes against it. So the two strikes are that it, number one, passed its first year, had a birthday, and number two, it also got lost, okay? It doesn't matter which happened first. It doesn't matter if it got lost, and then while it was lost, it has a birthday, or if it has a birthday, then it got lost. But if it had these two things, okay, got lost and had a birthday, so you appointed something else, so then now the animal, having both strikes against it, is left to die. Okay? We'll see a little more of that in the Mishnah shortly. Okay, but those are the five chatos and mesos. Now, there are two other machloksen that are involved with the nischapru ba'aleha case, that you got atonement from elsewhere. I'm going to say that out here because it really sort of lurks throughout the whole parak and every Mishnah. The first issue is that do you need to, if the animal gets lost, is it called the nischapru ba'aleha if you found it prior to getting the kapara? Okay, so the basic case, let's just say a simple case. What happens if a person, he's a nervous guy, he's afraid he can lose all his money, he's afraid, he's Machal Shabbos and Bashogin, he's very anxious about it, he wants to make sure he can bring a korban. So he sets aside two animals, both Dali and lamb chop from the outset, and he says, one of them is my insurance policy. So for sure, if one gets lost or stolen or blemished, whatever, I don't care. The point is, I have a second korban backup. I'll bring that one as my chatas. So now, what happens after one of the animals is brought as a chatas? Does the other one have a status now of nischapru ba'aleha and has to be left to die? So this is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Both of those names aren't even mentioned in our parak at all. Okay, but I'm telling you, they're lurking in the background. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who the halacha does follow, if there was an issue of one of the animals getting lost and then getting replaced, then there's nothing to talk about. It's not nischapru ba'aleha. That's halacha l'mashmi seen. There's no psukim to support them, but this is the tradition. And therefore, in the scenario where the achrayas, the insurance policy version, the other animal that isn't offered is not left to die. It is considered to be mosar chatas, and it's essentially left to graze till it gets a blemish. Then the money goes yiplu nadava to the base of mikdash for keit mizbeach. The other opinion is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says getting lost is not part of the equation. It's not relevant. Okay, if you have two animals that are consecrated as a chatas for the same sin, and you got atonement from one of them, the other one or ones are left to die. Simple as that. Getting lost is not relevant. Now, for the first three Mishnayos out of the four in our parak here, we're just assuming the lacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. We're assuming it needs to get lost. Let's go in that framework. In the fourth Mishnah, it just switches up and goes in the world of Rabbi Shimon without mentioning Rabbi Yehuda or the other approach. And there's no mention of Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda. And there's also, the halacha doesn't follow that fourth Mishnah at all. It's like a different approach, okay? That's the first of the two machlokas and lurking here. The second is a machlokas in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. In the world of Rabbi Yehuda, we say it's nischapro ba'alea, the owner getting atonement is caused the other one to left to die. So that requires the animal, the first one getting lost. Okay? But when do you have to find the animal? So there's a machlokas here between the Chachamim and Rebbe. Okay? According to the Chachamim, if you find the first animal before you get kapara, then the first animal doesn't have a status of nischapro ba'alea, of getting atonement. And therefore, the first animal is also mosar chatas, and it's left to get a blemish, and then the money goes to nadava. So the point is, it only becomes nischapro ba'alea if it's found after the hakrava, the offering, the atonement from the other source. According to Rebbe, no. Once you've lost animal A and you've replaced the animal B, so then now after you get atonement, now the other animal that wasn't offered has a status of nischapro ba'alea, and it's left to die, even then, okay? The Rambam is mistapek, who the halacha follows, so I'm not going to discuss the halacha, and the Rishonim also they split on that. And the Mishnah is challenging to read because we're going to, some Mishnayos will be going, the first Mishnayos basically going in the Chacham's framework, and Stam Mishnayos, and the second Mishnah, and the third Mishnah, I should say, is in the world of, like, Rebbe is the Stam Tana, okay, and it goes like in Rebbe's framework. So that's what makes the parak difficult to follow because we're working the Stam Mishnah, working with different assumptions. But that's the backstory. Now let's see the Mishnah inside. Mishnah says, first of all, Vlad chatas, utumuras chatas, vachata shemesu balea, yamusu. The first three of the five, the Vav, the Taf, and the Nun, the Vlad, the Tamura, the Mesu balea, those are kind of pretty cut and dry. And all those cases is Yamusu, the animals left to die. So let me speak them out one more time here. The first is the Vlad. So again, the Pashas is Reuven consecrates lamb chop. Before he can bring lamb chop gets pregnant and has a baby. That baby is a Vlad and it can't be offered. It's left to die. What if lamb chop were already pregnant and then it has the baby? So then we learn that basically it's not like the baby getting derivative Kedusha from the mother. If the baby was sort of in the mother's tummy at the time, when Reuven consecrated lamb chop, he's consecrating two animals, so to speak, the mother and the baby who's already there. And therefore, when the baby is born there, it's like two chatos of equal standing. It's kind of like the situation of like the chrayas. And therefore, one animal the mommy's brought, let's say, and the other animal, let's say, the offspring is mosar chatas and would yiplu nadava. Okay, according to the Chacham, for sure. That's the Vlad. The second is Tamuras Chatas. You know that already. It's simple. You have animal A, lamb chop. You take animal B, Dali. You say Dali should be the substitute for animal A. So now that's an Avera, Malkus. But anyways, animal B, Dali, has to now be left to die. The third is Chatas Shemesu Balea. The owner dies. So as I said before, Reuven consecrates lamb chop. But before he can offer lamb chop, Reuven dies. So Reuven's heirs have to leave, or whatever, have to leave that consecrated lamb chop to die. In contrast to other karbanos, like I said, which is like an ola, voluntary ola or shlam, which could be brought by the heirs. Okay, now the fourth case is she'avar shanasa. It had its birthday, so and now I'm explaining like the bartanura. It's a little hard to see this in the words. The bartanura actually had a slightly different gear script in front of us, but it doesn't matter. That's not going to help you. It just this is hard to read the words and it's hard to make it work. But anyways, this is how the bartanura learns. She'avar shanasa. The animal has a birthday. Visha Avda, and it also gets lost. So the Tartula Reyes, it has two strikes against it. So that animal, when you find it, so since it got lost and now it can't be brought because it's a year old, the animal is left to die. Okay, that's left to die, like regardless of anything else. Okay, even if, in other words, even if it's found before the animal person gets atonement or something, it doesn't matter. The animal's left to die. The other case, this on kind of equal footing of a shanasa, pretty much equal footing, but the introduction I said, because the mnemonic 5 doesn't mention this, is also the nimtzes balas mum. What's that case there? It's found to be permanently blemished. So again, this is also like the avashanasa, the birthday. It has to have tart l'reusa. Two things going wrong with it. Meaning, number one, the animal got lost. And number two, it became blemished. When it's found, even if the owner hasn't yet gotten kapara, it doesn't matter. The animal is left to die. Okay. It's a little hard to see on the words. You have to read it that the words sha'avda v'sha'avda goes in both directions, meaning both the avashanasa and the nimtzes balas mum. And the gra understands that the reason why it's said in this order is because when it comes to avashanasa, it doesn't matter which happens first. It could get a birthday and then get lost, or get lost and have a birthday. In either of those cases, it's left to die. Whereas if it's found to be a balas mum, it has to be first lost, then discovered afterwards to be a balas mum. If it became a balas mum first and then it got lost, that wouldn't be the case that it's left to die. Okay. Now, the Mishnah gets even more difficult to read how the bartender reads it, but anyways, the case of Nischapru Balea. So now, you have an animal that was, you know, you have both Dali, the second animal, and Lamsha, the first animal. So, in Mishnah Kipru Balim, if you've offered Dali, and therefore lamb chop, which is consecrated as a chatas, can't be offered, then lamb chop tamus is left to die. We're going in the world of the chacham over here, which means that if it only has been left to die if you found the first animal after you got atonement, okay? And the consequences of now lamb chop needing to be left to die is that ve'ena osa tamura. Lamb chop, such as din of being left to die, because the owner got atonement from the other animal, Dali. So now, lamb chop is like kind of like a decommissioned chatas. It has a vestige of chatas status, has to be left to die, but it's not a full-blown chatas, and therefore it can't effect tamura. So now, meaning that the case is, first Reuven sets aside lamb chop gets lost, Reuven sets aside Dali, he offers Dali, he finds lamb chop has to be left to die. If he now brings Bessie and says Bessie should be the tamura of lamb chop, nothing's going to happen, because lamb chop isn't like a full-fledged chatas anymore that could be brought on this bech, so it can't create a temura. So nothing happens to Bessie at all. V'lo nenin v'lo moalin. Now this phrase, lo nenin v'lo moalin, appears lots of times in Shas. It's a kind of a code word, and it means, lo moalin means it doesn't have the full-blown kedusha of a korban anymore, because the rule is, if you something's hektish, consecrated, whether you're talking about kedusha's dam or kedusha's aguf, it doesn't matter. If a person gets financial benefit from hektish, he is over the issur of me'ila, the misappropriation of consecrated property, and he must, normally if he did a b'shogeg, so he's going to have to replace it, add a chomesh as a penalty, and also bring a asham me'ila, a special kind of korban. The point is, once nischapru balea with Dali, so now lamb chop is decommissioned, and if he would get benefit from lamb chop, meaning he would, let's say, shear its wool to make a sweater, or milk it, or eat it. So then he's not over me'ila, because it's no longer like a full-fledged chatas. However, lo nenin, he's not allowed to get benefit from it. So that means midrabanan, he's not allowed to get benefit from it, but if he does, it's not the isodorais of me'ila, because it's been kind of decommissioned, because he got kapara from elsewhere. Now, im ad shalo chipru habailim. If the animal got lost, it comes back, and he doesn't want to use it again now. He doesn't want to use this animal. He wants to now wait to use a different animal. So what he could do is tiraj tistayev. He could let it graze until the animal gets a blemish. And if he does that, so now when the animal gets a blemish, so timacher can be sold. V'yavi b'dameacheres. He can use the money to purchase another chatas. Okay, and he'll bring now that second chatas and atone with it. And that will mean the first animal, now, even though it got lost and then it ended up getting a mum, since it wasn't, there was no atonement that happened, and he didn't appoint the second one before he found the first one, so it won't be left to die. Instead, the proceeds will be go to Kaitz Mizbeach and bought, you know, ultimately as Mosar Chatas. But in the meantime, while you're waiting for the animal to get its blemish, va'osa tamura. the animal is still like a chatas waiting to happen. He's choosing not to use it because this animal now is, you know, got lost. It has this, he doesn't want to use it anymore. It has a strike against it. But it's still not a, since he didn't get kapar from elsewhere, so it's not left to die, and therefore it's still a pulsating korban, so it could effect tamura. So if you would now take, you know, dali and say that dali be the tamura for lamb chop, then dali become a tamura. Umolinba. And while he's waiting for this chatas to get its blemish, since it's a chatas, so if he would get any benefit from it, financial benefit from it, so then that's Isra Mila. He has to replace it, pay for it, add the chomesh, and bring the asham meilos. Yes, I acknowledge it's quite hard to see that in the words exactly, and there are different approaches in the Rishonim how to read those words in truth, but I think I'm going like the Bar Tanura. And we're going to pause here because we have much more to talk about in the subsequent Mishnayos on this continued topic.